This podcast is supported by Understood Explains. As parents, we are often having to figure out things as we go, and that is very true for our children's education. And to help you out, I want to tell you about a podcast called Understood Explains. This season is hosted by teacher and special education expert Uliana Ortube, and she discusses all the things you'd want to know about individual education plans, or IEPs, what they are, why they're needed, who benefits from them, and what to expect when you have meetings with teachers. I could have really used this podcast when my son had an IEP for speech when he was six. I was overwhelmed trying to understand the process and what everything meant. The episode on Understood Explains, Does My Child Need an IEP, was the kind of info that would have really helped me get the most out of the educational support of the IEP for my son. And if you need that kind of support, I really recommend this podcast. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. Welcome to Mom in Mind. I'm perinatal psychologist and host Dr. Kat. There's more to the story than just postpartum depression, and this podcast aims to share it all. From personal stories and lived experience to experts who break down the ups and downs of life from getting pregnant, pregnancy, perinatal loss, and postpartum adjustment to parenthood. While this is not psychotherapy or medical advice, it is all of the stuff you ever wanted to know about mental health and new parenthood. Hi, and welcome back to the Mom in Mind podcast, Behind the Sessions. I'm your host, Dr. Kat. On this series of Behind the Sessions, I am pulling back the curtain on what happens in therapy, specifically things that come up in therapy related to the transition into parenthood and the reproductive period of time and on people's journey to becoming parents. Some of the topics I discuss in this series are really tightly focused on the perinatal period. And sometimes I'm talking about things that you wouldn't necessarily think are connected to the transition into parenthood. Today, I'm going to focus a little more tightly on the transition into parenthood. And very specifically, what a lot of people don't expect is that sometimes that transition can feel like not just a change, but also a loss. I'm not talking about loss in necessarily like a death or that kind of loss. I'm talking more about the loss of what once was, or the life you had grown accustomed to, the way that you are in the world pre-baby versus post-baby. There's a lot of kind of, you know, forward thinking in the process of becoming a parent. Definitely, you know, the efforts to try to become pregnant during pregnancy, noticing the growth of your belly or how you're feeling and looking to dates that are in the future, you know, estimated due dates, and then arrival of baby. And what sometimes people might feel but not quite be able to put their finger on is that the change also means that things aren't going to be the way they've always been. Because there is such a forward-thinking process in the reproductive journey, it can, you know, kind of go under the radar that the things that you once were doing or had freedom to do or had flexibility to do might not be things that you can do for at least for a little while during these new parts of parenting. I'm also going to put a little asterisk here as a side note that there are certainly people who feel like life is going to be how it always was and they're just having a baby join them into the next part of their life and don't necessarily anticipate that things are going to be changing. So that's a different conversation. For today, I'm going to focus on the kind of feelings of grief or loss or mourning that people can experience of simple things that you might not be able to do once you have a baby in your life, at least in the beginning stages. I'll give you a personal example. I remember there was a day like before I was pregnant or anything with my first where I was just laying on the couch and was I needed the rest. I was super tired and I watched TV for some hours, just some series that I was into. It's probably Lost or something at the time. And I remember this distinct thought that when I have a kid, I might not be able to do this. And this was forward thinking, you know, before I even welcomed my daughter in. that, gosh, there's good, there's a change is going to be happening. And this thing that I sort of love doing on from time to time is not something that I'll have available to me always, like I said, or at least in those beginning stages. And boy, that was true. That ended up being really true. We did watch a lot of TV in those first couple of weeks after my daughter was born, just kind of, you know, being on the couch, recovering, figuring things out as a family. And that was fine, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't just like resting and not having any responsibility. It wasn't just, you know, doing whatever I want, whenever I wanted. My mind was very much on what she needed as well. And whether she was, you know, with us on the couch or if she was, you know, in her co-sleeper, there's a certain antenna that was just out for her and her needs. And that is part of what I'm talking about in this transition. There are things that will just be different, and your focus of attention and energy are different as well. So going back to that feeling of loss or change or transition, however you feel for yourself, what that feeling is, there's another kind of subtle part that goes along with this is that, you know, since we're forward thinking, since what we want to be happening is happening, let's just say a pregnancy and having a baby, that you should just be grateful and not be focused on things that were from the past or that things are going to change. Because there's this sense, along with, we talk about it a lot on the podcast, that you can kind of only feel one way. And if you feel any depth of feeling on some other side, then you might even wonder to yourself, like, well, why am I feeling this way? I shouldn't be feeling this way because I am happy to be having a baby, welcoming a child into my life. But that's also part of where we get stuck and trapped in our own process, is that it's actually quite normal to have a mixed bag of feelings, to have some, certainly be happy and be excited, but you can have fear, you can have worry, you can have sadness for what is changing. And the truth is that, you know, it can be really important to also acknowledge the change, not just be forward-looking and forward-thinking the whole time. There's a whole part of you that existed prior to becoming a parent, and it's not that you yourself changed so dramatically that you're never going to be like how you were, or that you'll never get to do the things that you used to do. But there is also a truth that there is a significant amount of change during a period of time where, at least for a little while, you won't be able to do and be the way that you were pre-child. I think it's a really healthy process to acknowledge that and pay attention to those feelings, feel those feelings if you can, because in a way you're going through this transition, a rite of passage or change in your life, where ultimately most people want to be able to integrate the new parts of their experience becoming a parent with who they've been the whole time. And it does create something a little bit different, but your essence, who you are, doesn't change. You are still you. So being able to honor that, and even maybe acknowledge and recognize that there are parts of you that you really want to maintain or try to maintain or get back to at some point after the baby comes. You know, I firmly believe that we as humans need acknowledgement and validation of our feelings and to be heard and to be listened to. And sometimes we have a hard time doing that for ourselves. So this kind of transitional space before a baby comes is, you know, a really important time to think about what are the things from your life now that are important to you that you want to try and integrate sooner than later, or that you know is going to shift and change and you won't be able to get to that for a little while. And just taking stock of that and acknowledging it, it's just a really important emotional process. And it's in, just like any other big transition in life, this is a developmental phase where, similar to how, let's say, you're going from high school into post high school or high school into college, there are parts of you that are going to remain the same the whole time, but it's going to be a different environment. There, you're going to be introduced and exposed to new experiences, and the things that you used to do might be different. You'll be developing into more of an adult role, having more responsibility, shifting and changing the way that you interact with the world. And this is like a normal, expectable change where you're kind of dropping off some of the things that you don't need anymore, bringing along the things that you need with you, meaning parts of yourself, parts of your experience. And if you identify as a mother, then this is the matrescence experience, the transition into motherhood that we've talked about many times on this podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Paired. One of the things I hear weekly is how clients feel distant or not as connected to their partners, and also how they'd like to feel heard and seen by their partners. So for all you partners out there, it might be time to try Paired. It's an app that helps couples connect in a meaningful way, especially for couples who either feel disconnected, don't have time to sit down together, or who are just wanting to keep the connection going. This app is great. My husband and I are on it, and one of the things I love are the games where I answer a set of fun or interesting questions, and then he does the same, and we see where our answers line up or are different. It's a really cool way of learning something new about him, even though we've been together over 20 years. And there are a bunch of other great questions geared towards connection and understanding and intimacy that when you share your answers can help you and your partner understand each other better. Share the love this Mother's Day by going to paired.com/mind to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. That's paired.com/mind to sign up today. Let's give the gift of connection this Mother's Day. A happier relationship starts here.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So some of the things that are changing for you might be that you don't have the immediate flexibility to walk down the street and get a cup of coffee, or you can't just, you know, grab your purse or your bag and, you know, drive an hour away to go to, you know, a museum or whatever it is that you like to do. And for some people, those types of experiences, knowing that they're not going to be able to do that, that can bring in a sense of loss, a sense of sadness sometimes, certainly that things are changing. And especially when you're in a process where, like having a baby, I'm talking like, especially if it's your first, where you don't know what it's going to look like yet. This is a brand new experience. You haven't done this before. You're not sure how it's all going to shake out. Knowing that you might not be able to do some of the things that were comforting to you or helped you cope or helped you soothe because you're going to be in a new situation, it can feel worrisome or it can feel like a loss. You can feel sadness about not being able to do those things, at least in the short term. And as I said before, this can be a very mixed bag. You can be really excited to be entering this new phase of life and still be worried and scared a little bit or sad. And that's just like, you know, thinking about the future and what's to come. Acknowledging these parts of your life that are shifting and changing are important. I've seen also time and time again, then when people aren't aware of the context of why they feel the way that they feel, it often gets turned inward and becomes like self-blaming. You know, so like, why do I feel this way? I shouldn't feel sad. I shouldn't be grieving. But when you add in the context of like, oh yeah, this is a huge life change. And with any other change at any other time, when you know that you're going through change, you have feelings about it. It is totally normal to acknowledge that you're sad that something is changing, while at the same time you're excited that something new is happening. Why we don't apply that to this change into parenthood still boggles my mind. The myths of how this is supposed to go and what it should feel like are so strong. And so that's why I like to talk about this other side of things, because it's real. These are real experiences. People feel them often. It's very common. And it doesn't mean, even if you're sad or grieving or upset or worried or you name your feeling, angry even, It doesn't mean that you don't also have positive feelings and that you can have both. This has been a huge part of the podcast and what I talk to anybody about who I'm talking to about this is that you can have more than one experience of something at a time. This is a both and. It's not an either or. Being sad or upset does not negate you being excited also. And I think it's really important. I know it's really important that we acknowledge the full experience of this process because that's our truth. Like if you're having the feelings, you're having them. That is your truth. That is what's happening for you. And if we have developed a practice where we tell new parents and new moms that they should only be feeling one way, well, you're doing a disservice to them and you're ignoring a huge part of somebody's emotional and cognitive experience. So two things that might feel in opposition can be true at the same time. And there's often more than two things. There's often a mixed bag of stuff. And it could be leaning a little more to the positive side or a little bit more to the negative side, or it can go back and forth. It can shift and change. This is a dynamic, constantly changing process. And when we try and force people into one way of feeling about a major life transition, as I said before, we're doing them a disservice, but we're also, as the observer, we are missing out on a really important part of that person's experience. There's a whole other episode to talk about, like us as pregnant folks taking care of other people's feelings, but I'm not going to get into that today. If you're the person who is only able to think or see, or only wants to see someone be happy, then you're really missing out on their experience of their transition and honestly missing out on ways to be connected. There's a component of this that if we are, as let's say a pregnant person or someone who's in the transition to parenthood, if you feel like you can only share your positive experiences with people and that you have to hide any negative feelings you have or sadness you have, then you are also missing out on a deeper connection with people. Granted, connecting with the right people and people who are actually supportive and who can tolerate you being in a mixed emotional space or who can sit with you while you're working through this is super important. Always try and find somebody who can support you in the way that you need so that you don't feel shut down by other people's opinions. But people have other opinions. People have a lot of opinions, actually. So you're going to hear things that are in opposition to how you feel, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't feel them. Again, this is a whole other episode of taking care of other people's feelings about your feelings. But that's why this like internal process of sitting with how you feel, acknowledging if there's sadness or grief or loss about the change is important, because you're more than likely going to get from the outside a lot of pressure to just be happy or that you should just be grateful. And it's more than that. It's more than one dimension. You can be grateful and you can be happy, yes, but we are not one-dimensional beings. We are very complex. We have a lot of thoughts and feelings about the same thing. Even within our own self, sometimes we can feel in conflict and be in conflict, let alone when you add in everybody else's two cents.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it?
We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. So, join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Get out of there, life gunk. Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January. Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking it.
So this is a process and a dynamic that people do struggle with, and it is talked about a lot in therapy because there are identity shifts changing. There are ways of being in the world that are changing. There are responsibilities that are shifting. And when there's so much up at once, both emotionally, cognitively, physically, for sure, relationships, any number of things like how you interact with the world, when there's so much up for change and review and reassessment, it can be really overwhelming. And sometimes the support of therapy, really kind of weeding through this and figuring out what's what, adding in that context that is so important, like understanding the societal pressures that are a part of this challenge, understanding the internal experience that is part of this, you know, challenge in the transition. There may be any number of other dynamics like family and work and whatever. It can feel like a lot for somebody to be trying to figure out internally on their own. And I will say that often the internal process isn't so supportive. Like people tend to be really judgmental and hard on themselves and all of that. So being able to say it out loud to somebody who gets it, who can be supportive and validate you and help you sort out what is what, can be incredibly helpful and empowering and preventative of the things that contribute to depression and anxiety, the things that contribute to the stress and the overwhelm of this really big shift, really big transition in life. So the big takeaway that I hope people come out of this with is that whatever you're feeling, whatever mixture of things that are yours, that are from your experience in your childhood, in your adulthood, in your transition into parenting, whatever it is, if you're feeling a lot of different things, it's okay. It might not feel good, it might be confusing, but it is totally part of the process. You are shifting, you are changing, life is changing, and it is normal to have feelings about that, to have thoughts about that, to love some parts and not love some parts of it. The more we can normalize that when change happens, any kind of change, but in particular this one, that when change happens, that comes with discomfort, that comes with reevaluating stuff, that might come with some worry or anxiety. And for sure, if those feelings of worry or sadness are lasting a long time and you're having a hard time like getting through them, if it's more than 2 weeks and it just feels like heavier and heavier, or you're getting more and more worried, then definitely get additional help through therapy, because you could be dealing with something like depression or anxiety. And dealing with depression and anxiety while you're in a big life change is extra hard. It makes everything more difficult for sure. And if you're able, whether you're dealing with mental health challenges or lots of stress or not, if you're able to sit with and acknowledge and be with the feelings that you have, all of them, or as many as you can recognize and label, it does so much for your process. It also makes your process into parenting and parenthood more whole, because you're acknowledging your experience, you're validating your experience. And this is true even if you never tell anybody about it. Even if this is like a solo journey internally that you were just taking time for yourself and journaling through your thoughts and feelings, that is valid and that is helpful. So really try to think of yourself as a whole person with more than one set of feelings, and that is okay, and that is common and normal for people, for you to be feeling a lot of things at once. I hope this episode of Behind the Sessions has been supportive to you, and certainly pass this along to somebody who you think could benefit from it. And if you are in the postpartum phase and really needing some additional support while you're waiting for a therapist, or you're just exploring things on your own, go to wellmindperinatal.com/courses and check out what I have created for you. And you can also access 2 free anxiety management tools that I have created for you guys so that you can have a couple of skills in your back pocket for when things do feel overwhelming. I thank you so much for being with me. Until next time. Please find the Mom and Mind podcast on momandmind.com or wellmindperinatal.com, where you can also find access to my free online mini course that is specifically designed for people experiencing anxiety in the postpartum period. Or you can learn more about the 3.5-hour self-paced course that I created just for managing postpartum stress. You can also connect with us on social media at Mom and Mind on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for tuning in and learning more about perinatal mental health.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Bree.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Bree, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.